For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. Among this year's Spoleto Festival offerings are four performances of the opera Il Matrimonio Segreto by Domenico Cimarosa. Here to talk with me about the opera and its rather unconventional staging is conductor Marco Secco. Marco, great to have you.
Hello, good morning, thank you.
This is not only your Spoleto Festival USA debut, but also your US debut. What's that like?
Yeah, well, it's great. It's great to be here. It's first time in America, yes, making music. And it's really, really great. You know, here is a beautiful place, beautiful people, and great to be here. I'm really happy on this.
Your own conducting career goes back to another Spoleto Festival, is that right?
Yes, well, that's amazing because my first professional work as conductor was in Spoleto in Italy. So back in, it was the first year after Menotti's passed away. And I went there to make the Medium, the Menotti's opera. So this is like coming back to Spoleto, but now here in America.
Did that play a role in getting you to this year's festival? How did you get involved with this 2018 Spoleto Festival USA?
Well, it was like 10 years ago, I was working with, in my first works as conductor, I was working with Cola Company. That's their staging this year, Matrimonio Segreto. So they called me like some months ago and they told me, we're going to Spoleto and do you want to come to make and to work together? And it's just amazing to work with them. So I tell them, yes, I'm coming.
I do want to talk about this unique staging of the opera in a second. But first, how about a little background on the opera in general? This is Il Matrimonio Segreto, or The Secret Marriage, by Domenico Cimarosa. First off, who was Cimarosa?
So Cimarosa is a really interesting and important composer for Italian repertoire. He was a composer during the last part of the 18th century, and he was very famous in Vienna. And he's like, I think he's the Italian connection between the Napoli world, so Opera Napoletana, that was like Pergolesi, very famous, like La Serva Padrona, and that kind of repertoire. And then the repertory that's coming after that, that is like Rossini. And he's like, with Mozart, I think that he takes a lot of things from Mozart and from this Italian opera from Napoli. He takes everything together, and this opera, and maybe it's one of his masterworks, is like a connection between these two worlds. So it's really interesting.
Yes. So for the average listener, would you say that there are some noticeable differences between Cimarosa and Mozart, or do they pretty much sound like the kind of same sound world?
Well, I think yes. I think that Cimarosa is different because it doesn't have, how can we say, like the German part of Mozart composing part, but he have the more Italian part in that sense. He's like listening, you're going to listen something more nearly to Napoli kind of color of music. But in the melodies and in the construction, that's the most important thing, in the construction of the history and how he traduced that in music, I think he's really near to Mozart. And it's important to remember that the Mozart Nozze di Figaro was in Vienna during, like, I don't remember now the exact date, but it was like in the 94, I think. And then he made this work in the 96, 97. So was there really 3 years after and he was during the first performances of Nozze, he was there. And some of the singers of Nozze di Figaro were too singing for the premiere of Cimarosa work. So it was everything there, you know, composers at that time, they were always listening to other composers and just taking things that were working good and making good impression to public. So I think that he took a lot from that part of Mozart.
So Europe in the 1790s, and you have copyright laws that probably aren't as strong as they are today. You have these composers neck and neck and creatively borrowing.
Yeah, yeah, they were just borrowing. And I think that they didn't have these kind of problems. It was like normal. You know, you made something that is working and people is loving that. Okay, I'm going to work it out because it's going to work for me. And it was really normal for all the composers there.
So as far as the storyline or plot of Il Matrimonio Segreto goes, is it fairly standard for late 18th century opera with a love story among these people trying to have a secret marriage, or what's it all about?
Yeah, well, it's a normal history for this kind of repertoire, this opera buffa. So it's this kind. They take like some characters from the how do you say in English, borghesia, from the high society. Okay, and they were taking like the new person that was having a good business and becoming in high society, and the conte that was in the society, and all these kind of characters they were putting together and making these histories where there is a lot of confusion, there are a lot of problems, what is happening, and then a lot of how can I say, I think that in modern times is like a Woody Allen film where this full of this great characters and a lot of confusion coming, and I think that that's that kind of how can we say of work nowadays can be a Woody Allen film.
So opera at this point is moving away from these exalted storylines about the gods and ancient heroes and into the everyday foibles and problems of society at large.
Sure, this is the other part of the repertoire. In that time, like in Vienna, was Salieri, the other composer, and he was composing this grand opera and these subjects of gods and everything. And this was the other part of the repertoire, was the buffo repertoire that Mozart maybe was working in the two repertoires. Well, Cimarosa was working in this. His Napoli part was this thing, working in this kind of subjects.
This Cimarosa opera may be fairly representative fare for its time period and what composers were doing then, but this particular staging that you're conducting isn't so typical. What makes this show unique?
So the unique part, I think, that we are working with puppets for this time, and this is really interesting, and I think it's interesting for them too, for the company. Cola Company is an amazing company. I don't know, in the last years, I think they come here a lot of times. And for them it's too a new production, so I think it's going to be really interesting to see that, because they have it like in the repertoire, but as a comedy. There were a lot of like always talking personages, and now we are like staging the opera with all the singers and everything in the pit, and they're moving the puppets on the stage, and it's really amazing, because you're going to see that they make this like wonderful words with this scenography and everything, that I think that in real world it's difficult to make it in that way, because they really go for any detail and the lights are changing, and you're going to see a magic world, and it's incredible. It's an experience. It's really an experience.
How do the marionette operators take their cues? Are they looking at you, or are they listening to the singers? Who's the one that they're following for their timings?
Well, I think that it's like they're just like giving life to these puppets, and they're just listening and going through the music you're going to see it's incredible, because when you are in the public and you are seeing this kind of shows, maybe the first five minutes you're there and you say, okay, they're puppets, and then after 5 minutes it's like real people. It's incredible. You are not thinking about their puppets or not. They are real people. And then when the concert finish and you see the person that are moving the puppets, you say, oh God, they are so little, but I saw it. So, and that's really magic there. Yeah, it's really magic.
Does this kind of staging offer unique challenges compared to, say, a standard opera where the singers are on stage?
Yeah, well, I think yes. In a way, yes, because we have to work like to have a different way. Because when the singer is on the stage, is a lot of movements are according to music. So it's clear. Some points of the music are clear by the movements that the singer is making. In this case, the puppets are making the movements. So for singers, I think it's really a challenge, because they have to sing thinking about all their movements and everything, and all the tempo. They have to say the things in the same way they're going to tell them in the stage, because then the puppets have to make the movements. So it's a challenge to make these kind of things, to find the right tempo, to be with the stage, and to give them on the stage the right movements and tempos to make everything. That's not easy. It's a challenge there.
Well, Marco, all the best with this upcoming performance, and thanks for taking a little time to speak today.
No, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That was Marco Secco, making his North American and Spoleto Festival USA debut as conductor of Domenico Cimarosa's opera Il Matrimonio Segreto. Four performances of the opera, sung by members of the Westminster Choir and staged with the puppets of the Carlo Cola & Sons Marionette Company, will be given, May 28th and 29th at 6 p.m., and May 30th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Emmett Robinson Theater at the College of Charleston. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.